这个学佛事就是为了学智慧，那智慧呢梵文叫做波诺啊 Prajna 啊，In last session we talked aboutthe purpose of practicing Buddhism is to learn Prajna or to learn wisdom and then to cultivate it for ourselves. Then what is Prajna? 什么是波诺呢? What is Prajna or wisdom? It is transcendental wisdom. And what is meant by transcendental?It means to surpass, 超越，超越或这个或是超脱啊。所以波诺就是超越之智，超越的智慧或是超脱的智慧。那超越什么呢？超脱什么呢？这个超越烦恼，超脱生死，超脱三界。这个智慧啊，波诺是超越的智慧或是超脱的智慧。那这个超越是指什么？就超越烦恼。那超脱是什么？就超脱三界啊。因为这个烦恼啊，以佛来讲就好像一座山一样啊，是没有办法超越的，只有佛的智慧才能够超越烦恼山annoyances or worries, mundane cares, worldly cares, are hard to surpass. And only the Buddha's wisdom can enable us to transcend, the mountainous annoyances. Because the Buddha says that annoyances in the world are like mountains. They are hard to surpass. So only by means of the Buddha's wisdom can we surpass the annoyances of the world. And 超脱三界, to surpass the three realms. The three realms means reincarnations. It is difficult or impossible to surpass reincarnation unless you have the Buddha's wisdom, which is Prajna. So, in fine, Prajna means, the wisdom of transcending everything. Transcending everything that is in the way of our happiness. In the way of our wisdom. So, this is our real goal of practicing Buddhism. So, by learning or cultivating the great wisdom of Prajna, then we can eliminate our annoyances, which will lead us to the way of liberation. 学了波诺大智以后呢，那我们就能够断烦恼，断烦恼就得解脱，所以这就称为解脱道。所以学佛的第一个目的是得解脱道。另外一个目的呢，就是得了波诺大智，用波诺的大智呢能够开悟而得菩提啊，成菩提，那这就是菩提道。所以学佛就学两个啊，一个是解脱道，一个是菩提道。 So the first purpose in practicing Buddhism is to get the great wisdom of Prajna. 要得波若大智，而波若大智是为了要成就两件事，这是一个手段。 This is the means, not the end. And by this means, by the means of prajna, then we can fulfill the path of liberation, or to get liberation for ourselves. And this is the first goal in practicing Buddhism. The second goal, the higher or the highest, is to attain Bodhi, and to get the supreme Bodhi. And so this is will be the path of Bodhi, 所以菩提道。所以学佛就是学解脱道或是菩提道。So this is the means, and these two are the ends. 所以这是手段或是方法，那这两个是目的。这个是真正的学佛。This is the genuine practice of Buddhism. Other than this, all other ways of doings are not authentic Buddhism, are not authentic practice of Buddhism. 除此以外的一切所做，你不管你做什么，都不是真正的佛法。不是佛法本身，而只是佛跟佛法结缘。你要注意，因为现在佛法很复杂很乱啊。那这个是真正佛法本身。This is Buddhism per se. This is authentic Buddhism, but this is hard. So this is not like playing. So it's serious.It's high serious, highly serious. 这是非常非常严肃的事情，所以不是闹着玩的啊。So all other doings are just making good karmic relations with the Dharma.其他的任何所作都是跟佛法结缘啊，只是结结缘而已，不是真正的学佛本身。真正的学佛就是要求解脱，求菩提，这样啊。所以结结缘，那种一些善根啊 ，to make some good karmas with the Dharma, or just toimplant some good virtues. So right now in Buddhism, you can see a lot of going-ons, but a lot of them are just making you to implant some virtuous roots, 种一点善根。For the future, for your future lives, but not right now, and that will come later. So, and it's no guarantee, you know, because maybe in the course of time, you might lose it, and you might lose yourself, and lose your head too. Okay, so it's hard to say.So the sure thing is that you do the right thing and step right into the right shoe of Buddhism. That's how you can walk. All right. So all the other doings apart from the way of liberation and Bodhi areperiphereal Buddhism, 边缘佛法 peripheral Buddhism. 边缘佛法。Why? Because all those doings lie outside or on the point of the boundary of Buddhism, and not Buddhism per se. So they are peripheral Buddhism, or can be called quasi-Buddhism, 相似佛法。相似佛法。And they abound everywhere right now. 相似佛法。Why is it called quasi-Buddhism? Quasi means similar, but not the same thing, but not the thing itself. It's only similar, it's close. Okay. 所以相似就不是它本身嘛。就说你好像我妈妈，那你一定不是我妈妈，对不对？你好像我弟弟，那你一定不是我弟弟，对不对？ So when I say you look like my mother, and apparently you are not my mother, right? You just look similar to my mother. So you look like my brother, but evidently you are not my brother. So it is the same with quasi-Buddhism. It is like Buddhism, but it is not the real thing. It is not the thing itself. It may have some appearances of Buddhism, and it may display some Buddha's names or some terms of Buddhism, but the contents are void, are empty. You don't have much thing in the quasi-Buddhism. It's just an appearance. 所以这相似佛法就是你也许有里面有听到一些佛名，有一些佛的名相，这个名词，但是没有真正修行的方法啊，那只是一些表象的东西，所以很相像，看起来好像可以乱真，即可乱真。那即可乱真，事实上这个也只是对这个知者与不知者了。如果知道的人一看就知道是假的嘛，对不对啊？所以看起来像是真的，事实上不是真的，所以叫相似佛法啊。So if one sincerely aspires for the attainment of Bodhi or enlightenment, one should endeavor to practice the real wisdom, prajna. 假如你是真正发心要求菩提啊，那么就应该要严肃的学佛，然后就必须要努力的修学波若正智，这才是正格的。这样子的话才可能说将来能够断烦恼成菩提。 So if you really practice on prajna, then afterwards you might be able to eliminate annoyances and to attain Bodhi by the prajna. Therefore, we should know that prajna is the hardcore of Buddhism. It's the pivot of Buddhism. 所以大家应该要知道，这波若之智啊，是佛法或是成佛的核心啊，或是枢纽。所以如果没有波若就没有佛，没有波若也可以说没有菩萨。为什么？菩萨要修 六度，六度里面有波若度，对不对？啊，波若波罗蜜。所以 ，at the outset of our practice in Buddhism, we should be clear what should be our purpose, what should be our goal. And so, by assessing everything, and you will choose the right direction to practice. 所以，在学佛的时候，一开始你就应该要确定你的目标、目的、方向，然后好好的选择你所要修学的内容，才不会学错了，然后白忙了啊。所以，如果不学波若呢，而谈学佛，无有是处啊。If you don't practice on prajna and you proclaim that you are a practitioner of Buddhism, then that is out of the question. 换句话说呢，释迦牟尼佛如何能够成佛？因为他成就波若之智。In other words,How could Shakyamuni Buddha become Buddha? It is all due to his realization on prajna. 乃至一切诸佛之所以能够成佛，也都是因为他们有波若大智。 So, even with all the Buddhas in the ten directions,The reason why they can become Buddhas, it is all due to their realization on the wisdom of prajna. 因此，我们如今学佛，如果真心想要成就佛道，而不只是玩票、结缘，那就必须要努力的修学佛的波若之智，才有出息。Therefore, right now, if we want to seriously practice Buddhism, and if we really sincerely wish to attain Buddhahood, rather than just doing itAmateurish or dilettantish, 玩票啊，玩票性质的啊 ，dilettantish. Then we should exert ourselves to practice on prajna. Otherwise.All the efforts would avail to nothing. 如果不是这样的话，那么一切的功夫，一切的努力都不会有结果。否则的话，东搞搞，西搞搞，晃荡晃荡，尽是往外持求，名为学佛。名为修大圣，那都是虚妄的。Otherwise, if one doubts on one thing one day and frolic with some other thing another day, and dangling and oscillating around at all times,And always galloping in pursuit outward. And one would thus profess oneself as practicing Buddhism or flaunting oneself as a Mahayana practitioner, and that is all vain. That is all futile. 所以如果这样学佛的话呢，十几二十年下来，多半都会发现还是一直在原地踏步，毫无寸进，到头来还是大凡夫一个。 So in a lot of cases we can find that people more often than not, if they do this, then they are apt to find themselves treading on the same spot without making any real advance and remaining still a mundane commoner all their lives. 因为所谓修行，这样子的修行啊，都往外持足啊。因为你如果不是往内自己熏修智慧、熏修般若的话，啊，往内熏修 ，to cultivate inward. This is the gist of Buddhism. As opposed to all other religions, all other great philosophies in the world, Buddhism alone.Is to cultivate inward. All other thinkers, thinkings, philosophers, they all gallop outward to seek outward. 所以一切的世间凡夫外道都是往外驰足 gallop like a horse.You know, 啊，像一只马，一匹马，一天到晚奔驰，啊，when a horse is running very quickly, we say it is galloping, right? 所以像一匹马就是奔驰很快啊。那众生往外奔驰就是这样子。所以只有佛法是讲往内制造。这往内熏修，其他的一切世间外道法都是往外追逐。那他想要这个做的，想要成就的，都是外在的事情。All the things that other religions and philosophers do are outward seeking. So.And if you seek outward, no matter how big the deal you are doing, it has nothing to do with yourself. 假如你往外追逐，你所做的、所成就的事业，这不管多大，那都是跟你自身没有什么关系，都是外在的。And,More importantly, it could not really bring you happiness or peace or joy, real joy. And there is always seeking, always grasping, and always discontent, regret, remorse, suppression, everything.So, and only the inward pursuit can make one develop oneself. 所以只有往内推求可以发展自我本具的智慧。所以这个学佛就是要求智慧。所以我刚刚说这个一切的往外持足，现在佛法最可悲的一点就是就跟外道学， 就佛法基督教化，你知道吧？ Now the sad thing in Buddhism is that Buddhism it is being Christianized. It is become Christian in all the doings. You know, so everybody become the same. So it's a big problem. So we are afraid to be Buddhists. We are afraid that we are not like Christians. You know, what the Christians are doing or have been doing, and if we are not doing, then we are out of date. And so on. And so, Buddhism is losing ground, is losing itself, and Buddhists are getting lost. So, you can see a lot of big enterprises in Buddhism right now, like Christians are doing, have been doing. So it is all about economy, all about financial and monetary maneuvering, you know, and public relation. That's the main appearance of Christianity throughout ages. What do you go to the church for? Of course, you go to worship, but the main thing is after the preaching, then we people get together and talk about things for public relations, something like that, you know. But it's not the same with genuine Buddhism. So before the 20th century, there's nothing like this in Buddhism. Like monetary maneuvering or management, something like that, and or public relations. So all we talked about was practicing ourselves, practicing our wisdom. Buddhism is on the way of transition. It's transforming, and it's bad. But I want to remind you, let me say this, don't be corrupted. Okay, and get to the real, genuine, and pure practice of Buddhism, which has been passed down to us throughout ages until now, but we are losing it. Okay. 所以我要提醒大家，就是说，这佛法现在在变，在转型，啊，然后。这个整个这个在转型啊，让我们已经快失去我们原来的佛法，所以大家在学佛的时候都是在搞一些表象的东西，就是热闹的东西，喧哗的东西啊。但是佛法不是这样子的，佛法不是搞公关，不是搞热闹啊，那不是搞喧哗啊，而是极静的往内需求的，啊，只有往内需求极静才有智慧，热闹喧哗只有愚痴 ，right？ 啊，所以，我就是要呼吁大家，就是说，你即使下一次你不再来听，你即使 你接下来怎么做，但是你就要记得这个佛法现在已经渐渐的 impure， 已经不纯粹了。Buddhism is becoming impure， is being tempered， being compromised。So we need to return to its pure, pristine state of thing. Okay. So, in only the pure and pristine thing, the original teaching of the Buddha, there is real Buddhism. But I will tell you this. It's tough, but it's good.And all the good things are tough, you know. So let's get tough now. Take up your textbook, please. 啊，所以这个学佛啊，是学智慧，学智慧不是轻松的啊，是很不容易的。所以我们现在就开始这个努力的去学啊。But I will tell you this, it takes time, and you cannot make a haste or hurry for wisdom. It takes time. And it's part of the thing that I deliberately choose to write the board, you know, because it takes time for you to assimilate, you know. Of course, I can put on a projector and it's very quick and flash, and maybe I can put on some animation and that would interest you. But it is not going to help you very much. 啊，所以我用写黑板就是你需要有一点点时间去思维、去思考、去想，所以我就故意用这种老古板的方式，我不要用那种 projector， 那都写好了，然后就放，然后像放幻灯片一样，那就幻灯就幻了啦，对，就有如幻化一样，就幻完就眼睛都花了啊，所以这个你比较容易吸收，你需要时间去吸收、消化，所以。给你一点点时间去吸收消化，这不是只是你说，所有的人都是一样，包括我自己，所以好东西呢，你要慢慢的咀嚼，慢慢的品味，对不对？这喝茶的人这叫品茶，对不对？不是咕这样子一杯就下去了，是不是？So, if you relish the taste of tea, then you need to drink it slowly. You don't take it in a gulp, right? So, if you want to enjoy anything at all, then it takes relatively some time to do it. Not just to do it hurriedly. So, let's get tough andTake it easy with Prajna Paramita. Page 3, please. 金刚般若波罗蜜经 The Diamond Prajna Paramita Sutra. Of course, you understand that the original text used to be in Sanskrit and then it was translated into Chinese.And then, I translate it into English for your enjoyment. The Diamond Sutra, 姚琴三藏法师鸠摩罗什汉译 translated from Sanskrit into Chinese by the Venerable Tri-Canon Dharma Master Kamarajiva.In the dynasty of Yao Qin, it's the year 344 to 413. This master lived at that time, and he was a great master of translation. 高野山真言宗五十三世阿舍离四乘观法师音译。That's me. Translated in from Chinese into English by Venerable Chen Quan, 1947, and the 53rd generation Acharya of Shingon sect. Shingon sect is the esotericism in Japan which was learned from China in Tang Dynasty. Let's take a look at the footnote, diamond. Diamond, 金刚, the hardest material or mineral, mineral in the world, symbolizing the transcendental wisdom that can break all the bad karmas and impediments, while the diamond itself will not break. 这个 diamond 就金刚钻啊，我们俗称叫钻石啊。这钻石呢是世界上这个最坚硬的一个mineral 啊，矿石。它是 symbolizing transcendental wisdom， 这超脱的智慧，超越的智慧啊。那这个智慧呢，能够 break 就破坏，破坏一切恶业 ，bad karma 是恶业 ，impediments 是障碍啊。While the diamond itself will not break， 能破坏一切而自身不破啊，就是金刚的意思啊。那金刚啊。梵文呢是 Vajra， 金刚的意思是啊，梵文是 Vajra 啊，这个在佛法里面很多都是这种象征的意思，有 symbolizing 啊，这个那这个金刚有什么意思呢？金刚啊有很多的意思。第一个叫至宝，Vajra or diamond has a lot of meanings. The first one is the most precious treasure. 第二个是至坚，就是最坚硬的，the firmest, the most adamant.第三个是永恒不变 ，the incorruptible or unvisible。第四个是不可坏 ，undefeatable， or indestructible。第五个是能破坏一切烦恼，you can destroy all annoyances。第六个是一项。第七个是无相，前面几个我就不写了，这个第六个呢就一相，一相就 uniform 就 one form。This is also a symbol， 就钻石啊，它虽然有种种的相状啊，但是它大致讲起来就是它是一个相状。It's got one form, and which is unified. And, this means, the same wisdom or innate wisdom of all people, of all multi-beings. All the people's wisdom is the same internally, fundamentally. So this is one of the most important things in Buddhism. And then non-appearance. Diamond also symbolizes non-appearance. Although it has some appearance, but the appearance is so uniform, is so equal that it does not discriminate anything. And it does not discriminate anything, so it is called non-appearance. So this is the meaning of diamond or Vajra. And then let's go on to the second footnote, Prajna. Prajna is a Sanskrit word. It's transcendental wisdom taught by the Buddha, which can cure the three venoms. The three venoms are avarice, detestation, and inanity, or greed, hate, and ignorance. Three venoms, just tan chen chi la, tan chen chi. So as to attain the supreme enlightenment. 所以啊，这个因为有智慧啊，有波若之智啊，所以能够灭贪嗔痴，然后达到无上菩提。This wisdom is totally different from the worldly intelligence or cleverness, which can do nothing about reducing bad karmas or the three venoms. When we talk about prajna or wisdom, it is different from the wisdom talked about by worldly people. 就这个佛法所说的智慧跟世间的智慧不一样啊。这个譬如说世间人也有智慧，像科学家、哲学家、文学家啊，乃至于种种这个科技的、理工的，那都有一些智慧，但是那些智慧都不能够对我们自心的烦恼有所帮助。比如说一个哲学家，不，一个科学家，他即使他的那个 field 他再行，但是他不能对治他的烦恼啊。那只有佛的智慧才能够对治烦恼啊。那 so in the worldly people's wisdom, the worries or worldly cares cannot be dealt with by their wisdom. It is only the wisdom of the Buddha that can surpass all the annoyances. 所以看下面啊， let's go on with this. Prajna is also an ultra-mundane wisdom. As opposed to the mundane wisdom, ultra-mundane wisdom 就是出世间的智慧，然后 mundane wisdom 就是世间智啊， it's worldly wisdom. The next item, the footnote, paramita, 波罗蜜多啊，中文翻成波罗蜜多，简称波诺，简称波罗蜜，或是波罗蜜多，the Sanskrit means to the other shore, 啊，就到彼岸的意思。Paramita means 到彼岸。This means metaphorically that by means of Buddha's transcendental wisdom, all people or beings can traverse the river of annoyances and afflictions to the other shore of nirvana or enlightenment. 这个到彼岸啊是一个比喻啊，就比喻说的以佛的智慧众生能够渡这个烦恼河啊，渡烦恼或是痛苦的河到彼岸去啊，到什么彼岸呢？都是到涅槃或是菩提的彼岸。And then, Sutra 的中文呢叫做修多罗，也就是经的意思啊。那 Sutra in Sanskrit, it means Holy Scripture of Buddhism. 啊。Footnote 5, Kumarajiva, from 344 to 413 AD. He is a great translator of Buddhism canon, 就是佛的三藏经典, whose translation have been extremely popular in the Mahayana countries. 这个 Kumarajiva 就是鸠摩罗什啊。鸠摩罗什他是一个大法师，就是大义师，在中国这个前秦的时候呢，他曾住在一个小国家叫鸠兹，然后这个前秦苻坚呢，为了要请这个法师啊，就率领军队去打鸠兹，然后把这个鸠兹国给灭掉了，就是为了要把鸠摩罗什法师请到他的国家，也就是中国去啊。说，鸠摩罗什他翻译了很多好的经典啊，都是大家最喜欢读的，像《法华经》啊、《阿弥陀经》啊、《金刚经》啊，这些啊、都是他翻译的。Master Kumarajiva is such a great translator that most of the great, a lot of great sutras were translated by him and became very popular throughout ages. Okay, let's go on with next. 法会因由分第一，如是我闻。一时佛在舍卫国只数几孤独园与大比丘众1250人聚啊，如是我闻，这个我就是阿难，就是佛的一个弟子啊，就是阿难啊。那一时呢，就有一个时候呢，这个佛在舍卫国这个地方只数几孤独园啊，是一个花园啊，那个一个花园的 garden 呢，不是说只有花，而是就是有点像这个美国这种 garden 一样啊、那有很多的树啊，很多的这个泉池啊等等。那有一次啊，这个佛要到这个舍卫国去讲经啊，所以就叫舍利佛去那里建一个精舍啊，那于是就建了。最后是建了这个只数几孤独园。At one time, when the Buddha wanted to go to a state called Shravasti to preach, and he sent for one of his great disciple to have a building constructed, and so, this disciple, went to Shravasti looking for a location, for the building and the houses or the temple. Eventually, he came upon a garden, which was very beautiful. And he liked it, but that garden belonged to the prince of that state. And So, this disciple, went to, the prince to, have that garden donated to the Buddha. But the prince would not do it. The prince said, "This is my place and I like it and I won't give it to others. And unless you have all the gold lay on the ground all over the garden, if you have so much gold, then I'll sell it for it." And so this disciple went to a very wealthy person, an elder. He was a very devoted Buddhist, and the elder promised to get the garden for the Buddha. And the disciple told him that the prince wanted the gold to lay on the ground. And the elder said, "There's no problem, I'll do it." And so he began to collect all his money and to change it into gold. And then he get the gold to the prince's place. And the prince, seeing the gold, said that, "Okay, you got all the gold. And so according to my word, and I'll give you the garden for the temple. But I have a condition. Even if you have laid on the ground all over the garden, but there are some places that you cannot cover with your gold. Why? Because there are trees. And where the trees grow, you cannot cover it with gold." Right? So I'll give you the garden. But I won't take your gold. And the garden will be named in my name and your name together, because both of us are going to make the donation together. So that's why it is called 植树及孤独园. Jisu is the prince's name, and 及孤独 is the elder's name. So it's a beautiful story. So this temple has been very famous for the Buddha at the Buddha's time, where he has taught a lot of great sutras. Okay, so and in this garden or temple, the Buddha taught this Diamond Prajnaparamita Sutra, and which is the lays the groundwork for Mahayana Buddhist's wisdom, or Mahayana Buddhism is founded on the foundation, on the basis of this work. So this is the fountainhead of all Mahayana wisdom. So that's all for today's teaching, and we'll do it next time, and we welcome you to come again, and together we'll learn this wisdom. Please turn to page 79. Let's make a dedication. 回向记, Chinese first. Repeat after me. Please join your palms. 愿消三藏诸烦恼。 愿得智慧真明了，普愿罪障悉消除，世世常行菩萨道。 The dedicatory gatha. Gatha means verse. I wish to abolish the three impediments and to obtain wisdom, thereby to achieve mental perspicuity. I also wish people universally to diminish and exterminate all their sinful impediments, and all of us to practice the Pusa's way in all our future lives to come.